Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was James Scott with the 1909 standard Grace and Beauty, bringing us into a new hour of Neon Jazz together. And it's with that tune on the top of the Mutual Musicians list of songs that we look into a hallowed Kansas City institution and its chairman, Mr. James Hathaway. Since 1980, James has been at the Mutual Musicians Foundation, or better known as Kansas City's Local 627, KC's African American Musicians Union that was started back in 1917 in the historic 18 and Vine District at 1823 Highland Avenue. And a central focus of the foundation since 1930 has been a gathering place for musicians to jam on Friday and Saturday nights after midnight into the early hour mornings. It also functions as a rehearsal space for members, a classroom for visiting students, and a place for private parties. The foundation is a vibe-rich living museum preserving and enriching Kansas City's deep jazz history. And since that year 1980 that James arrived, he has been integral in the development and cultivation of the foundation. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, recounting the history and various tales accumulated over the years, this is what James had to say about his arrival at the foundation.
when I came to Kansas City, I came here to work on the railroad. Some kind of way I ended up down at the foundation, and I had done jazz band and all that in school and played around some and played with bands and all that. But once I got there, I kind of got more of a concentrated schooling from a bunch of older jazz musicians because I was still young at the time, 22.
And from there, we shall spend the next hour getting to know James, the foundation, and some tasty music that is the underpinnings of KC and an enormous jazz tapestry. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of the Grandiose Mutual Musicians Foundation, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to school your ears and mine on a gem in KC lore. Let's boogie our minds right on into 1923 with the tune Elephant's Wobble from Benny Moten and his Kansas City Orchestra.
Thank you.
That was Jesse Stone and his Blues Serenaders with the 1927 tune Starvation Blues. Coleman Hawkins got his professional start with Stone's Blues Serenaders as a saxophonist when he was only a teenager. So the Foundation has been a beacon for all kinds of people in the jazz world, like jazz legends Art Blakey, who swung through town. And for kids like Harold O'Neill, that got his start on the keys and is now a very established jazz luminary. So over all these years, they just showed up. And that's what James Hathaway had to say about the approach the Foundation has had over the years to getting these jazz cats through the front doors and keeping that spirit alive. This is what he told me.
We're trying to keep real quality music and trying to draw the music. Hey, you know what? We don't even advertise anything. The musicians just show up on their own, and it's almost like a flash mob thing.
From 1929, we travel with Walter Page's Blue Devils with the tune Blue Devil Blues.
Thank you. Bobby Watson, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMino.
That was Andy Kirk's Clouds of Joy back in 1936 with the song Walkin' and Swingin'. So the saxophonist and tubist was the trusted leader of the 12 Clouds of Joy. And since their first recording in 1929-30, they grew highly popular and they epitomized that Kansas City sound. And it's that KC sound and history that has infused the foundation. Over the years, there has been a very strong vibe in the air, and the musicians know it. This is what James had to say about the spirit of the foundation.
It's a spirit that's there. Even some of the people that come through and play, I might not know who they are, but they pick up on that spirit. You know, James Carter, he comes down all the time. He probably comes twice a year, and he's standing outside the door when we unlock it, waiting to come in and show his foundation card. He ready. He loved it.
With a man that put the KC sound on the map, next on the show, this is the great Count Basie in 1937 with the tune 1 o'clock Jump.
Thank you. Kansas City, this is Steve Ragazzi, bass player, you know, the guy with the ponytail. Please, do your best. Listen to Joe Domino's Neon Jazz. It is a gas.
Well, I've been to Kansas City. Girls and everything is really all right. Yes, I've been to Kansas City. Girls and everything is really all right. Say the boys jump and swing until broad daylight. Yes, I dreamed last night I was standing on 18th and Vine. Yes, I dreamed last night I was standing on 18th and Vine. I shook hands with Piney Brown and I could hardly keep from crying. Baby, I want to tell you I'm in love with you. Please come to me, baby. I want to tell you I'm in love with you. Because you understand everything I do. I wanna watch you, baby, when the tears roll down your cheek. Yes, I wanna watch you, baby, when the tears roll down your cheek.
That was KC Jazzman and Blues Shouter Big Joe Turner with the 1940 song Piney Brown Blues. So Big Joe had a long career from the 20s into the 80s, and that led him to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987 with the moniker the Brawny-Voiced Boss of the Blues. So the foundation has housed so many musicians, stories, and legacies over the years. It's imperative in the mission of this organization that those get passed along. And that's exactly what James intends on doing as the years move forward. This is what he had to say about passing that on.
Overall, we just try to pass that feeling because jazz has that feeling, man. To me, whoever got that feeling, even if I don't know who it is playing, because as you said, don't mean a thing if they got that swing, but when I hear that feeling, man, I love it.
We inch into 1940 with Pete Johnson's band with the 627 Stomp, next on Neon Jazz.
Thank you. and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Greeno.
You see, well, I'm doing all right. Found me a Cupid doll. Well, I'm doing all right. Found me a Cupid doll. She lives two flights up, and she sends me with a smile. Well, she calls me her lover, well, and a beggar too. Yeah, she calls me her lover, well, and a beggar too. Ain't you sorry, little girl, that my new little girl ain't you?
That was KC's legendary Jump Blues, mainstream jazz, and swing bandleader, pianist and singer Jay McShann, with the 1941 tune Hootie Blues. During the 40s, his big band consisted of some of the most influential artists going strong at the time: Charlie Parker, Bernard Anderson, Ben Webster, and Walter Brown. He was the definitive architect of that KC sound. Speaking of that sound and the legends and the lore, here's the most popular name that came out of KC and a musician beloved by the world when the words jazz flash on the audio radar. Here's Charlie Parker with his septet in 1946 with the standard Yardbird Suite.
Thank you. everybody. This is Megan Birdsall, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Opportunity, opportunity is knocking at your door. Opportunity knocks but once and don't come back no more. Grab it in the night, grab it in the day, grab it right now, it'll get away. You better snatch and grab it, snatch and grab it. Better snatch and grab it before it gets away. Grab it in the east, grab it in the west, grab it in the place where you hold it best. You better snatch and grab it, snatch and grab it. Better snatch and grab it before it gets away. Grab it down low, grab it real tight, don't let it go. Snatch and grab it, snatch and grab it. Better snatch and grab it before it gets away. In the place where you grab a lot, you better snatch and grab it, snatch and grab it. Better snatch and grab it before it gets away. Grab it in the morning, grab it in the night, hold it baby and hold it tight. You better snatch and grab it, snatch and grab it. Better snatch and grab it before it gets away.
That was Boonville, Missouri native, born on Halloween in 1902. Crooner Julia Lee with her boys in 1947 with the tune Snatch and Grab It. She was raised in KC and began her musical career around 1920, singing and playing piano in her brother George Lee's band, and that included Charlie Parker at the time. And there were so many cats that hung around the foundation over the years that had so many stories about Charlie Parker and those jazz cats that fueled the 18 and Vine jazz inferno that made KC the Paris of the Plains. And it's those stories that James Hathaway wants to keep going on into the forever. And this is what he told me about passing on that baton.
But I still hadn't had a real experience of being around a bunch of people who lived and ate that and had stories that I talked with men who knew Charlie Parker. You know, they tell me why when they were teenagers, they sneak out at 2 or 3 in the morning and go do this and that. You know, they were all old men. They didn't tell you so much detail of things, and you knew they were telling the truth. I really didn't grasp onto what was going on. All I wanted to do was play the music, and then as time went on, I started realizing, because the old men, as they were passing away, they used to, I know at least a couple of men on their deathbed would look at me and just say, please keep our plays going, you know.
Right on into 1952 we move with Little Willie Littlefield with the tune KC Loving, next on the show.
I'm going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. I'm going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. They got a crazy way of loving her, and I'm going to get me some. I'm going to be standing on the corner, 12th Street and Vine. Be standing on the corner, 12th Street and Vine.
with my Kansas City baby and a bottle of Kansas City wine. Well, I might take a train, I might take a plane, but if I have to walk, I'm going just the same. I'm going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. They got a crazy way of loving her, and I'm gonna get me some. All right, Max. I'm going to pack my clothes, leave out the crack of dawn. My old lady will be sleeping and she won't know where I'm going. Cause if I stay with that woman, I know I'm gonna die. Gotta find a brand new baby, and that's the reason why. I'm gonna do fancy city, fancy city, here I come. They got a crazy way of loving her, and I'm gonna get me some. They got a crazy way of loving her, and I'm gonna get me some.
I like neon jazz.
That was a brilliant Casey Darling of the jazz movement, pianist, composer, and arranger, Mary Lou Williams, with the tune Corny Rhythm. And speaking of Mary Lou, here she is playing under the stage name Mary Lou Burleigh with the Jeanette's Cinco Jazzers with the tune Midnight Stomp off a 2007 CD, Kansas City Jazz.
New Orleans. I love jazz. I am a jazz musician. And Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino seems to love jazz, seems to talk about our great music. So give it a listen.
That was Louis Forbstein's Royal Symphony with the tune Down and Out Blues. So the St. Louis native was the principal conductor at the Newman Theater in Kansas City, where the organist for the future Warner Brothers colleague Carl W. Stallings was at. And based on that bond, he moved to Hollywood in the mid-20s to score many, many different pictures for the silver screen. And it is that time that we begin wrapping up this hour of music with a cornerstone of the foundation via the Kansas City Five. This is the song Laughing at Life. So on a final note from the sage James Hathaway, this is what he had to tell me about the future of the foundation.
And I tell them all, I said, look, dude, don't think you're cute now because we letting you play. You good. But your job is, after you go off in the world and play and do what you do when you get back home, you be 40 years old or something, get your butt down here, teach some of these younger people coming along, and keep this thing going. That's all we're trying to instill.
And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that is a historical landmark in KC broadcasting, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
It's Miller time.
So you like what you heard? Well, let us know. We'd love to hear from you out there in Radio Land. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Okay, until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.